Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment in Tevilas Kelim. My apologies to whoever this will be a rerun for. We've discussed this a lot in the community in the past weeks. There's an interesting question in terms of where one may tovel, and specifically, what about toveling in a creek? Of course, people are always encouraged to use their local Kelim mikvah. That's definitely the best place to go. I just want to explain somewhat of an issue that might come up in different bodies of water in which one may tovel in terms of vessels. The Torah teaches us that there are two methods or two types of sources for mikvah water. One is a mayon, which is literally translated as a spring. And one is a basic well, which is normally thought of as rainwater. Either one of those would be fine. If I had a naturally flowing body of water, as long as it was the measure of 40 sa'a, I could dip vessels in there. And if I just had a pit in my backyard that just filled up from rainwater, once it hit 40 sa'a, I could dip vessels in there. Either way would be fine. There is one very significant difference. And there, at least one very significant difference, and that is the concept of zochalin. Zochalin is waters that are in motion. The Gemara learns out that if I'm dealing with the body of water that's naturally in motion, the fact that that water is in motion does not render it invalid to be used for toveling. But if I'm in the second model, the model that is just a pit in my backyard that filled up with rainwater, it's only good if, like the language of the Pasuk, if it's a mikvah mayim, if it's a collection of water. And if those waters are in motion, are moving around, that actually renders that second type of mikvah, that rainwater type of mikvah, invalid. So now just to take it to the next step, if I go to the ocean, and that water is absolutely in motion, but it's clearly naturally in motion, there's no problem of my toveling a vessel in there. Okay. If I go to my local mikvah, which is not naturally flowing water, it's based on rainwater, and something's happening that water's moving all over the place, and maybe even moving beyond its limits, maybe it's leaking out of the walls and things of that sort, that possibly would render my use of that mikvah invalid because the water is supposed to be collected in one place and not in motion. So the question is posed in halacha, what about a river? A river is presumably a combination of naturally flowing water and rainwater, and the river is in motion. So how do I view the river? Do I view the river as naturally flowing water, in which case the fact that it's in motion is fine? Or do I view it as rainwater, in which case the fact that it's in motion is a problem to use it for a mikvah? So the halacha is we base it on whichever is the majority. But sometimes in the context of a river, it's a little bit hard to ascertain which one is the majority. So there's a whole discussion in halacha about that, and practically speaking, there'd be more of a concern in times where it's rain season, side discussion. But what's relevant for our purposes is many, many times in the context of your local creek, most of the water is runoff of rainwater. And if indeed most of the water is runoff of rainwater, the halacha is that that's only going to be valid for a mikvah if it's stationary. But if the water is in motion, like you normally have in a creek, it would render it invalid. And that's why, unless you really know what you're dealing with the creek, and it's definitely a detailed discussion, has to be a detailed discussion, there could be real halachic problems with toveling your vessels in a creek. You're always, always, always better off using your local Kelim mikvah. And even if you're dealing with something that's primarily naturally flowing water, in heavy rain seasons or heavy rain periods, it could very well be that that's problematic too. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.